You're very welcome to another jam-packed Lorna Parker here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up, Daisha football boss Evie Fitzgerald on Saturday's clash with Tipperary. Kieran O'Connor will pay tribute to the late Tom Cunningham. Kieran and Oisín O'Gorman will talk about Organ Donation Awareness Week. And later in the hour, we'll hear from Shane Ahern, Gary O'Keefe and Michael Flynn on another busy week for Waterford underage teams. So the Waterford footballers will face Tipperary at Fraher Field on Saturday evening in the Munster quarter-final. It will be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Join Kieran O'Connor and Michelle Ryan for live coverage from 6.45. Well, earlier in the week, I caught up with Daisha manager Evie Fitzgerald, and he asked them firstly about how preparations have gone since the end of the National League.
Well, in terms of the physical side of it, we worked very, very hard. We played a couple of challenge matches as well. So I think the lads, they're in good nick. Dylan Gurry is out, obviously broke his finger, so he'll be a big loss. But other than that, I think we more or less, John Elstead as well is struggling, but other than that, we have a clean bill of health. So I'll go forward to it now, but it's certainly in terms of our fitness levels, we up the work rate and that. So so looking forward to Saturday. Not too much this week now, we're looking forward to Saturday.
Can you explain to us what happened to Dylan, Evie?
Just in a tackle, he broke his finger. He got caught in a tackle and broke his finger. He had to get it pinned, so he'll be out for another 3 or 4 weeks minimum.
And have you added anyone else to the squad since the National League?
Mikey Coyley has come back from the hurlers. He's been a big bonus to us. So other than that, no.
During the National League, Efi, you lost 3 matches by a single point, finished bottom of the table. What have you said to the players over the last couple of weeks to build them up after that run of results?
Well, I don't. We haven't, in essence, we haven't really said anything to build them up. They've been working very, very hard. I know they're quite close. You know, we were coming from a low base in terms of pens and that start of the year. It took us a long time to get a group together. So we were well behind in terms of our training and that. But the application of the lads and their commitment to the thing has been absolutely top class. And as I said, this is the start of what we hope will be a long process. So to be competitive is good. Like to see improvement is very, very good. Obviously, we lost heavily to the Cavan in the last league game. But, you know, we were missing a number of players that day. And we changed things around a bit. So other than that, every other game was very, very competitive. And, you know, I think the lads have improved. As I say, we played Wicklow in the challenge match, played very well. Played Limerick in another one and played well. But, you know, we know Tipperary will be red-hot favourites on Saturday and a big step up. But I think, the lads have committed to the thing. And that's as much as I can ask the guys. We have been very, very much committed. And you know, hopefully, going forward, we'll be able to introduce some younger guys again and build momentum. But that's for next year. But in terms of Saturday night, we're looking forward to a good challenge and giving Tipperary a very good challenge in Fraher Field. You know, it's not an easy place to come. And we'll hope to make it as hostile as we can for them.
Yeah, what are you expecting from the team on Saturday night against Tipperary, Efi?
Well, it's just application, really. And that they'll free themselves up and play. There's some very, very good players. You know, I don't want anybody to be stymied by nerves or, you know, the occasion. That's just to go out and implement what we've been working on and, you know, give everything for the jersey, which they've been doing anyway. But, you know, sometimes when championship comes along, you know, things can go out the window a little bit in terms of nerves or maybe, you know, conceding early and stuff like that. So I just want the lads to go out and express themselves. And the most important thing is that we work and give 100%. You know, their stats are off the wall in terms of their GPS and that they really are very, very fit and working very, very hard. Obviously, Tipperary are way further down the line in terms of their development and strength and conditioning and that. And they also have the experience of, you know, being amongst the finals and that over the last while. But that said, it's a one-off on Saturday night. And as I say, it's something that we're really looking forward to. As I said, we've prepared well. Peter Lee, he'll be away, our coach, who's, you know, we tried to get the game changed to Sunday, but Tip didn't accommodate that, so, which is disappointing for us, but at the same time, we just have to get on with it now, and as I say, make sure the lads have enough rest now, and they prepare properly for Saturday, and give it a big shot.
Well, when did you put in the request to get the fixture changed, Efi?
That's a while back, a good while ago. They cited players' work commitments and that. So, it was disappointing for us in terms of us changing the we changed the league fixture for them, and from a Saturday to a Sunday. So you know, but you know, we can do nothing about that now. It's over and done with. But you know, it's tough for Peter. His daughter's getting married. He's in Cyprus for the week. He couldn't get a flight. He'd have been able to come home Sunday, but not Saturday. So, but that's it. We get on with it, and you know, as I said, we'll use it in as much as we can in terms of our motivation, and that you know, we want to do well for Peter, because he's put an awful lot into the preparation of the team for the last 6 months, and you know, we want to give it a count of ourselves on his behalf.
You mentioned how hard the players that are working EFI and their GPS stats as well, and something that you mentioned before the league started was getting more spite into the players, and maybe that you know, Waterford people were a little bit too nice. Have you seen that so far?
Well, it's improving, you know, their general level of fitness. Like, it's nothing to do with anything. They're very brave, they're very you know, they're courageous in everything they do, but it's just, there is that, you know, playing at the county level, it's dog eat dog, and you know, you have to be ruthless in lots of ways. But I think we're getting a little bit of that now, and you know, we're beginning to talk more. It was a very, very quiet team as well, you know, fellas, you slow to voice their opinions, but that's improving now all the time. So it's incremental though. It takes time, and you know, it takes, you know, it's not going to be, you know, Rome hasn't built in a day, so it's not going to be fixed in a day. But everything I ask for, the players I've got, and they're to be commended for that. And as I said, they've given us everything. Can we improve? Of course we can. But as it stands, I think I'd be very disappointed if we don't give a very, very good call for ourselves on Saturday night.
Does seeing Wexford and Wicklow win last weekend give you belief that Waterford could pull off a shock result this weekend, Evie?
Not really, no, I don't bother me. Like, I don't even look at Tipperary much, to be honest about it. We're just looking at our own performance and what we can bring to the table. You know, nobody can predict results. You know, the Wicklow game, there was a massive score, so it was obviously a very open game. Wexford, good win over Offaly. But I think what it shows to me is that there's not a whole lot of difference between particularly Division 3 and Division 4 teams. You know, the standard is quite similar. Now, I know Offaly were coming out from Division 2, but at the same time, you know, it shows that we're very, very competitive as well. You know, we lost to, as I say, we drew at Wicklow last week, and we lost to Wexford by a point in a game we could have won. So it just shows to me that, you know, that we're competitive and that we're moving in the right direction. But with regards to results on any given day, I don't put much store in that. All I'm worried about is how our guys perform on Saturday. You know, we can't control, you know, how Tipperary prepare or otherwise. All we can control is our own attitude, really, is the most important thing, that we're going to give it everything. We'll try and implement as much as we can what we've worked on. But there'll be times in the game where we're under pressure and things will go wrong and fellas will make mistakes. But, you know, what we're trying to instill is the fact that you just file those things away and, you know, you get on with it. And, like, I'll never give out to somebody for making a mistake. The only thing that would upset me is if I didn't think fellas were working hard enough. And I haven't seen that in any training session or in any time, really, since I've come in with the lads. They've given everything, and I'm sure they'll do the same on Saturday evening.
Does the fact that you drew it Tipperary during the league, if you give you belief that you can be competitive once again on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I think they've changed their team around majorly, but we've also brought in some new lads as well. So that's a different, I suppose it's a different game. But I think what it showed to the lads is that they can compete at that level. Yeah, I think that's important. You know, Waterford football has been in the doldrums for a good few years, and you know, you're not going to get out of these things very, very quick. But you know, I said to the lads at the start of the year that we wanted to become competitive this year, and we've done that, and we certainly want to be competitive on Saturday night, and moving forward. After that, who knows what will happen after Saturday night, but we certainly, you know, are in a much better place than we were when we started, and as I say, that's largely down to the effort and commitment of the lads, which has been admirable, to be fair.
How much of a difference would a strong home support make on Saturday night, Evie?
Yeah, it'll make a huge difference, I think. You know, and I think people will come out as well. You know, Tipperary rarely will always be a problem, but I do think, you know, whatever is about to stand in Fairfield, it does generate an awful lot of noise. And I know from playing there myself over the years and coming down with the ladies and that, it's not an easy place to come to. And we'd hope to make that, as I say, we'd hope to make that atmosphere a bit hostile for them. And obviously they're used to that and used to playing in those type of conditions. But certainly we want to make it as difficult as we can for them. On Saturday evening, you know, it's a home match for us. It's a good opportunity for us to really stand up and give a good performance. I was asking the lads there last week how many of them had actually won a championship match of Wolves, and I think Conor Murray, I think he might have been the only one that had been involved in a championship winning game. So there's a lot of motivation there for us, but we can't think about winning. We're certainly not good enough to think about winning games. All we're thinking about is preparing to do as well as we can in the game. We'll let the result take care of itself. But it just goes to show that Waterford, you know, there hasn't been a winning mentality in Waterford over a number of years, and it's difficult to change that. But I would hope that we've given the lads enough confidence that they're fit enough, and you know that we've worked hard enough on you know different strategies, and that we will give a very very good account for ourselves on Saturday night.
Well, Waterford football manager Aoife Fitzgerald, great to chat to you as always, and all the best against Saturday.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thank you.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So Waterford GAA has lost one of its greats, as All-Ireland winner in 1959 Tom Cunningham has died at the age of 91, and big match commentator Kieran O'Connor is here to pay tribute to the Dungarvan dual star. Kieran, can you first of all give us a flavour of Tom's achievements on the field of play with Waterford?
Well, Tom, when you say Waterford lost one of the all-time greats, to me he was a legend really as such, and so understated off the field. He did his talking on the field, but his achievements are unbelievable. Like to win part of that minor team that won the All-Ireland 48, then move on to the great team of 57 that many people say was one of the best Waterford teams that never won an All-Ireland, the best teams. He was part of the 57 team, then 59 winning Munster, and 63, so that golden era. And of course, winning the All-Ireland medal, as you mentioned, back in 59. But on top of that, he was a very accomplished footballer. A lot of people don't realise that. And Dungarvan, I was just speaking to Stephen O'Connor, my former boss in Waterford Foods, and he was part of the great Dungarvan team that won the county in 54. And he said Tom Cunningham was an immense footballer. He reckoned that he was a better footballer than hurler. And he said that he was the key man. The Hallahans were on that team, and Ned Phelan was there, and Ned Power, actually the former goalie, played with him as well. And I think it was Johnny Quarry, one of the Quarries. But Dungarvan team that time, Tom was the main man, he said, in football in particular. Also in hurling, did decent hurling. But then roll on, getting picked for Munster was huge at the time, particularly in football. Eamon Ryan, the great Corkman, was involved. And then you had Tighe Lyon, you had Mick O'Dwyer, Mick O'Connell, legends of the game. And Tom fitted in seamlessly there. And one of his biggest achievements, I think, was the great Frankie Stockwell for Connacht. Was one of the all-time greats himself in Purcell. But he marked Frankie Stockwell in a Railway Cup, which was huge at the time, you know, on Patrick's Day. So unbelievable achievements. And as I say, I doubt if anyone else is going to repeat what he has achieved.
And he was part of the team as well that shot Kerry in 1957, Kieran.
Yeah, of course, that was a big one. You know, Seamus Power, Michael O'Connor and himself were part of the hurlers. So they won two, they were in two Munster finals in the 1 year. But that was huge again. And that really, I think, propel Tom to the wider audience as such, because Waterford that time shocking Kerry, and Tom again was a key player on that, and as I say, represented Munster for a good number of years during the 50s.
And he wasn't just a great player for Waterford, Kieran, he also acquitted himself very well as a referee and also as an administrator in later years.
Yeah, very good administrator. And I was just looking up to Dungarvan, our proud Dungarvan, of course, he's a life vice president of the club, but great man to give advice, great man to send to a meeting if you wanted something done. And he represented, of course, Waterford then on Munster Council, highly respected. And Tom didn't say a lot, but when he said, people listened to him, you know, he was that. I just love meeting him for the chat and side. And he had failing health and his eyesight wasn't great. But he loved to talk hurling. And Tomás, yourself, myself and Nigel, were obviously a few years ago, you did a super job with the book. And Nigel and I did a piece with him in the house in Park Lane, which is lovely to have now. But his recollection of all that period was just immense. And I just enjoy the chats with him on that. And I'll miss that.
Yeah, I'm sure he enjoyed being the MC as well for the reunions for the 59 team,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
Kieran.
It's unbelievable. I remember the night, the 40 years below in the Granville, Frankie Walsh, the captain, organised it, even though Frankie said he didn't, it was the county board, but Frankie was determined to have this night. Micheál Mhurtig was special guest. But I remember bringing up Pádraig Fanning on the night, said, in the autumn of my life, ye are my roses. And that at that stage, I think they were all there bar Duck Whelan at the time, who had passed away. I'm not sure if Philly was there. I think he was. But my point is that slowly but surely, then we had the 50s when they were introduced down in Walsh Park, the day of a county final. And then the 60, just a couple of years ago, when he was there in Lawless Hotel, you were there the night at the GAA Awards. So that was an honour for me, yeah.
Big match commentator, Kieran O'Connor, thanks so much for paying tribute to the great Tom Cunningham.
Not at all, Tom. Pleasure.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.